It's 7 o'clock. Today's August 11. This is the Municipal Budget Committee meeting, and we'll all rise for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Is it going?
Yep.
Okay, so Todd said he won't be here, and Jody said...
Start the recording.
I did.
Jody said that she won't be here, so I don't know where Todd is. Okay, so we'll start with the minutes, the last two meetings. So first minutes from May 12th. Any changes or corrections?
Yes. Yes, it was. On the second page, under school reports, under expenditures, and it said Stephanie Helmig answered that she believed the substitute pay was around $18.
I had to check on that.
No, I mean, I don't think it is. Isn't it like 65 a day or something?
Where do you see this?
I think so.
That's all right. It's not a big deal, but I thought that was a correction.
We upped it to match.
Do you want...
Yes.
It says...
And the Zoom recording, yeah.
Okay. I mean, it looks like it's recording.
I'll verify.
Recording in progress.
That's it. I missed it. What do I need to change?
I don't think we will. I guess we're going to check for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
You probably said that.
I did.
So...
So I have to just...
Just
verify.
Check and make sure. Yeah.
Sent it back in May, though, so I won't be able to find all that.
This is so long ago.
I know.
Okay. Anything else?
Move to approve is presented.
Okay. Dick moves to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Katrina seconds. All in favor? Aye. Okay. Then we have the meeting from June 9th.
You this meeting.
It was an interesting meeting, yeah.
I do want to request that my email be inserted or attached to this because the minutes are the legal history of the town of Candia. So I just want to, I'm requesting that my email so they don't just think we blew off the...
Oh.
The email that I sent.
She sent an email that I didn't get till the next day.
I can add that, yeah.
But...
Yeah, just if they could attach that would be great.
Oh, you want the... Did you send it to anybody besides me? Did you send it to everybody?
No, I sent it to you because you're the chair.
Right,
and I sent a different one to Brian Brock.
But what do you want attached? The one you sent to me?
Yeah, just so they... Yeah.
So you want me to forward that to Casey so you could...
Oh, yes, or else
I guess it would just go to Catherine? Or who does the... Who uploads the meeting minutes?
She wouldn't have uploaded that. That was just a private email to the chairman.
She just sent me an email.
So you want that email?
I'd like that attached to
these
minutes.
Attached to the minutes.
Okay, so I'll have to forward it to you.
Why don't we just make Sue an excused absence?
I asked for that in the email, but there seems to have been some confusion about why it wasn't.
I didn't get the email until the follow later, so that's why it's not in the minutes. Okay, so I'll send Casey... June 9th.
And Lynn, you have a key now, obviously.
Yeah, I have a key.
That's
I got a key. Okay, and then you can just attach that. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Is there a motion to approve? Susan makes a motion to approve, and second. Katrina seconds. All in favor? Aye.
I have to abstain.
I have to abstain as well. I wasn't here.
I'm going to abstain from that because I think I must have been around the corner trying to see if there was a cop upstairs to open up the door.
Well, we can't approve the minutes with three votes.
Yeah, without you.
You were there. I mean, I know you were sitting someplace not too close, but you were there, so it's still not enough votes. So we'll have to vote on, we'll get the email and then we'll have to vote on them again, I guess, next time. Because Todd and Bob were both there.
So then I would just write it as, I'm going to write that up.
No quorum to approve the minutes.
Yeah.
There is a quorum for the meeting.
Yeah, okay. So we'll have to, we'll do those. I'll make myself another note. So we'll review the June 9th minutes again. In September. Okay. I didn't see any questions, any unanswered questions in the minutes from previous meetings, so I don't think we have any unanswered questions from those meetings. Dick had a couple of questions.
For what? School board.
Oh, we had, oh yeah, that's right, it was in May. Like, what? It was good. It was on a Saturday.
It feels like nobody's had a retreat.
I'm like, what? Yeah, it was held Saturday the 14th or 15th. Yeah, it was good.
So it's just, is it just a meeting or do you have to go anywhere?
No, well, we usually would go to SNU and we had it at the school.
Okay, Dick had a couple of questions, but I think we're going to address all of those. And I replied to him. He wanted to know the fund balance. And if you look at Donna's report here, which is the next thing, it's at the top in brown. Let's see, she starts on page.
So we have $5 million in the bank?
Page one is the fund balance. So that's there. And he asked about town properties, and that's in the town report.
So we're not doing very well?
We're doing great. Well, anyway, so I think those were the only questions from our last meeting.
Oh, okay.
So
spent more on it.
We'll move on to, we have to submit our proposed budget committee budget for 2022. So just if you look at the expenditure report, you'll see what our budget is for this year. Does anybody want to make any changes or just keep going with what we got?
We were doing some copies last year, more copies. We didn't go to any conferences.
I did. I went to the budget committee conference.
Yeah,
I asked for permission. Oh, does she not have it out of there? She should.
Well, are we going to go to one next year?
Well, there's,
I love it, but it's up to
We're going to talk about that later. There is a budget workshop, and people can go if they want. I'd like to leave the money for the workshop if people...
Do you know when it is?
I do. We're going to get to that later.
You need it in, like
they're
January.
They're having webinars now.
It's September 14th. It's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So, but anyway, we'll talk about that at the end. So there is a workshop, $70 it costs if people want to go.
I'm just thinking that we have a very skinny budget.
Yeah? Well, look at what we've got left. We don't spend much money.
The printing, though, is taken out of the town budget. It's not charged to this budget that I know of.
See,
you know,
remember, Sue, when we... remember when we put...
Yeah, I'll ask her about that. You're right.
Remember when we had that budget process mailer that we sent out to everybody quite a few years ago?
Mm-hmm.
That's why we put printing in there, because we prayed to print that ourselves. Well, now every year I update that, And Catherine puts it on the website. Instead of mailing it to every household.
Right, but when he's talking about copies, these come out of the town budget, the copies that you all get.
Right.
Yeah, not out of this budget. That's why you think it...
Copies, yeah, but if we were to send somebody to, if we were to have a webinar for the people on the municipal budget committee, that should be in the municipal budget committee's budget.
And it was. She, Lynn approved it or whatever, the committee approved it. She's made a mistake. She has to take the $70 or whatever out and put it in here.
And the printing and publications, if they came up with a new publication on NBC.
Oh, yeah. That's included, though. That's included.
In the $70, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, unless they come out with a bunch of them.
They send a supplemental, I believe. You know, they send a skinny supplemental, and they sometimes they even email it.
And that's why we have the money in there, is if we need it, we can buy them.
Well, I'm looking at what we're paying the budget committee secretary. Mm-hmm. And you compare it to what everybody, every other person that's sitting around here that's doing minutes for the committees, and she's doing an extraordinary job.
Mm-hmm.
How did we come up with 1564? Is that on the number of hours versus the same rate that everybody else gets paid?
We've just been rolling that over every year, and it's always been more than enough. This goes back before Casey came along. This goes back quite a few years ago, and it was always enough, so we just kept rolling it over. Casey came along. She doesn't spend as much time doing the minutes as some other people did.
Well, it doesn't take her as long.
Yeah. I mean,
she's more
efficient. She's
efficient.
She's more efficient. And she doesn't charge us an hour to post the agenda at the post office. So
the question that I had, is she getting paid the same rate of pay as everybody else that's doing the same thing that she's doing?
No, people get different rates of pay.
There's only one other that I can think of who takes minutes besides our full-time employees. And that would be Donna Del Rosso. Yeah. And she was on The Matrix, I think, for 1610 or something like that. So, I mean, if you're interested in doing something about that's fine, too. But the others were all full-timers.
Didn't we increased her from the other.
Well, she wasn't getting paid for the hours for the meetings, remember?
Yeah, right.
That got taken care of.
Yeah, we got.
The Agriculture Commission isn't in the operating budget, and they have somebody that's taking their minutes, and that's doing it as volunteer and isn't being paid, which is an issue with me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we have some kind of standard that says anybody who is going to serve as an administrative assistant to a particular committee gets paid X number of dollars per hour, and then the number of hours they spend is a function of what the committee asks them to do?
It's not. No, it's not. We don't have a standard. Because the Agriculture Commission can, I realize they don't pay, but every group makes that decision. So we don't have a standard. We started paying Casey at a certain rate based on her experience. And we've gone from there. But no, we don't have a definite rate. So
what was the rate that we agreed with?
I don't know. I don't have any recollection.
I really don't know. Where'd you get the 1510? Do you even know what it is?
I don't know. I don't know.
Are you interested in finding that?
I think it's in
that?
The minutes, believe
I
or not.
I think she's underpaid.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We have enough money in there to give Casey a raise. Let's find out what she's making, and then we can decide. That's so I'll ask Donna, what is Casey's hourly rate?
Because we need to give her a raise.
So we can give her a raise, and we still don't have to increase the budget line.
I believe you're correct there.
Right, because we don't use as many hours as we used to. Okay, so at this point, do we want to just roll over the same budget?
Seems reasonable to me.
Okay, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to roll over the same budget.
Susan makes a motion.
I'll second it.
Katrina wants to second it, so she does. All in favor? Okay. I'll tell Donna the same budget.
What's the dollar amount?
The budget is,
$2,384.
$2,384 per year.
Those flyers we put in with the town reports, did they come out of the budget or did we donate the?
We didn't put flyers in the town report.
We sent out.
Oh, those, they, we paid for those.
Maybe that was the $93.50 that we.
We got a reduced rate, that's correct, yes, we did. We got a reduced rate and, $93.50, yeah, we paid for that.
And that's part of printing and publication?
Yeah, we paid for that. Everybody else had to pay more, you know, like the advertisements and people that were running for office. But we paid less, but we did pay. Okay.
I mean, if we plan on doing that same thing this year.
Well.
Or next year.
Still haven't, we've only used.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A third of.
Right, we still have lots of money. Okay. Okay, the next item on the agenda is request for financial information from charities. And this was Dick's request. So if you look in your packet there, I have an IRS Form 990. Okay, and Dick requested that we get 990s, Form 990s from.
I requested that the town ask them to provide their 990. And the current audited financial reports. I had a discussion with Donna today because she was wondering what it was I was really asking for. I told her I'll get the 990s because they're available publicly. And the rest of it, just have her, she's just going to send me the donation letters the same way she has been all along so I can put them into my 2021 list of the donation letters so that when anybody on the municipal budget committee wants to see the donation letters, it's on the computer.
So you're not requesting the 990s anymore?
No. I can get those somewhere else.
Okay. All right.
It's kind of late for that.
Okay. So I guess we're not going to discuss that. The reason I put that on the agenda is because I feel that when one person makes a request that's not just a simple thing that we should, it should be a budget committee request. So I don't think one person should make that request without the approval of everybody else. But if you want to get them on your own, obviously.
Yeah, as a taxpayer, you're
yeah,
entitled
it says,
to.
Well, and it says right on the top of the form, yeah. Open to public inspection, right below the 2020 year. It's a 12-page tax form. It's
well,
basically
that's the thing. They're going to go through this.
And that's the kind of information that's available from a foundation nonprofit. When I am operating under the understanding that rather than having every member of the municipal budget committee pass information into the town asking for it, that it's more appropriate to run it through the municipal budget committee.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to segmate some of it, that's fine. I don't mind. I'll do things individually, but I'm trying to keep the inputs to Donna in one big bunch.
Well, if so, all you're asking for Donna to do, tell me what you're asking from Donna.
Nothing right now.
Send the letters when they come in.
Well, yeah, we get those letters. We always get the letters.
Yeah.
So
but
that's nothing new.
He wants a copy, I think.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, in 2019, we did not have the letters. I got the letters, I put them on the computer, and everybody had a chance to look at them. I did the same thing in 2020. I'd like to get them early so that I can get them in, so they're available for the municipal budget committee to look at, should they choose to.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Because the letters come in anyway. Okay. Next item is review of the town report. So we got the expense report and 2021 expenditures from Donna. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Oh, I had a question, Sue, and I think I know the answer, but I wanted to check with you. On the bottom of page 6, on the street lighting,
mm-hmm.
we're at -41%. Is that because, did they put LEDs in everything?
Not yet. That shouldn't be on here this early. And that was only going to be, well, it was 8,000 something, but...
Because this shows it.
This isn't, I mean, that's not in here because their total was like 8,000 something, and they still were waiting to get a count on streetlights, how many actually are to change them over to LED and like that. So I will ask why this is over.
Yeah, because it shows an $8,000 expense there.
Yeah.
Well, the numbers will be different for 2021, Sue, but the numbers for 2020, they overran it.
I don't have 2020 in front of me. But I'll ask why this is
okay.
Over and find
out. That's fine.
I will say, when I was here at 5 o'clock, the lights were all on. I sent a note to Patrick. I said, all the lights are shining, and it's 5 o'clock and sunny out, so I will find out, though.
Okay.
One of the big questions that jumps out is the highway hasn't spent, done a lot he hasn't spent. Why is he, actually doing the work he's supposed to be doing? And he's got $186,000 to spend in the next six months. And that's on the operating budget, not on the warrant article. And he's doing work on the warrant article now, right?
Yeah, the Healy Road.
Up on Healy Road?
Mm-hmm.
What are the other ones that are coming out of the operating budget? I think he's doing Courier Road too, right?
He's going to do another, he just announced this Monday night actually. He's got grading the roads. He's going to try to limit it to 3 times a year because some of them wash out more than others. And I think he wants to get them all done 3 times a year and then as needed for the grading. As far as why he hasn't spent the money, I'm not sure.
He also has asphalt maintenance. He's got a lot, $200,000. He hasn't spent anything on that. There are a lot of potholes showing up.
And I just think we need to be maybe a little bit patient. He's not Dennis, and he's trying to learn, I think. That's a good point. I'll find out.
New road agent, not old road agent.
Yeah.
You can't say that the same thing's always been done.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I will find out, though.
Okay. Any other questions?
Our revenue's way up.
Yeah. Okay.
Revenue's up. Expenses are down.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's move on to the school reports.
You got my email on Monday, right, with the June numbers, okay. Did I? I thought those were May. The June 30th.
Yeah, we have, yeah. They should be there at the bottom, yeah, there you are. Okay, first one we'll look at is the school district expenditure report as of June 30th. And I want to say thank you that we have it in August.
I'm very thankful, too. I didn't think we would, but she was able to pull it off.
Yeah.
I've got a question for you.
Yes?
The minutes of the May meeting reference a June meeting, and then they say they're not going to have any meetings during the summertime. Did you guys meet in June?
We've met every month, but we had an emergency meeting and two emergency meetings in July. Not emergency, but...
I mean, I didn't look and see if you had any other ones on the website, but the last one I had is the June one, and it talks about all the things that are going to happen.
Yes. And then in July, we met twice for other requests. That
was
it
non-public, maybe?
We had two non-publics.
Oh, so maybe.
Says the next regularly scheduled meeting is August 5th.
Correct. That was the next regular scheduled. Yeah. We had two.
So I could find the minutes of the August 5th meeting on the website.
We had our... Do I have them? We should have them.
Pretty sure. That was the 5th, yeah. Well, tomorrow, really, right?
Yeah.
Seven, five business days.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions on the expenditure report? I just wanted to, just an observation. We talk about health insurance all the time. There's $102,000 surplus from the health insurance.
So the problem with that is you have to budget for everyone because everyone is offered health insurance and everyone can say yes. So they don't know ahead of time, a year out, who's going to take it and who's not. So
I said it's just an observation.
Yeah.
It's not a criticism.
You know,
I'm just saying.
The town does the same thing.
We have to. I mean, it happens
the
every
town
year.
You're eligible to do it.
Over budgets.
Yeah.
But just.
We have to budget because we don't know
yeah.
a year and a half out.
Yeah.
Now, do you know how many, why so many substitutes? Usually that line isn't spent at all. So is it just sickness or?
I mean, there was a lot of quarantining and such last year.
Yeah.
They had to like send it, you know, if a teacher was exposed, they had to send them home for whatever.
10 days or 2 weeks or whatever we were doing.
One of those things.
Yeah. Any other questions on the expenditure report? Okay, we'll move on to the revenue report.
I did learn one interesting thing. So a lot of the money that comes back are unanticipated revenues. And a lot of that is the catastrophic aid that we get. But we don't get it. I guess it's designed to go back to the town to offset taxes. I asked her, well, why don't we apply that to a special education line?
I thought we did. I guess that's not correct.
We got more than expected. So she answered me today and said, the funds were received during the fiscal year 21. They are a revenue source to reduce taxes and are not applied against the current year's expenditures. They are a reimbursement from the state for the prior year's qualifying catastrophic expenses.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Because I was like, catastrophic aid is for special ed,
right.
So why don't we apply it to that line? But she said because
it's for last.
It's already been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't give it to you until they have the last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then it just goes to the town.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
We'll take it. Okay, any questions on the revenue report?
Nope. Nothing here, Dick, for the school?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing for the school?
I'm sure once we get into budget,
My list of questions.
I have Dick's list of questions here.
Oh, for the school?
I was going to say this.
Okay.
There's one for the school.
Lynn's got to define whether those are coming from the municipal budget committee or whether she wants me to talk to the school board. I don't care. I just want to know what the effect is of the statute changes.
Well, Dick, we're going to get to that later. We're not there yet, okay?
Gotcha.
Just one thing
at
a time.
I'm sorry, that was my fault for asking.
Okay. Now we've got, here's just a copy of the minutes, and
yes.
I think that was to tell us about the...
what we encumbered.
What you encumbered.
For.
For the repairs, $313,000. So, I thought, I appreciate that. That told
yeah.
me exactly what you planned to do.
And hopefully we'll be able to get it done and not return it next year. But you never know.
So what you'll be giving, not giving back, but not taking is a lot less than normal? Would you say, is that what you chose to do, is do the maintenance out of all this?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's $175,000.
That the school is giving back to the town,
right.
And... 88 of that, or what is it?
97, or the unanticipated
yeah, 97,000
revenues.
Were the unanticipated revenues,
right.
And 50,000 were the encumbrances from 2020
right.
that were not spent.
But if you recall our discussion, we were talking about your warrant article, we said, why don't you just use your surplus at the end of the year and start doing repairs with that? I think we
did.
We made that suggestion, which is...
Well, we started pecking away at it.
Yeah.
And so, I'm sorry, what's the balance going to be? 175, I heard?
Yes.
I don't know where you got that number from.
It's look at the last page of the expenditure report.
It's estimated.
No, not on that, Sue. The expenditure report. Look at the last page.
On the June 3rd or the June 30th?
The June 30th.
Okay. That's what I was doing wrong. Okay.
175,438.
Okay.
See? Any more questions on the minutes?
I don't think I have that one.
That was all together with the other school report.
I'm looking at things. That everybody's looking at. It's got.
Yeah, and then there's the revenue report, and then there's the school board minutes.
Okay.
I do have an answer on the substitute rate.
Oh.
$80 a day non-certified, $90 a day certified, $10 more after 90 days.
Yep. That would be constant, yeah. Good, thank you.
Okay.
Wow, working at 7:30 at night.
Texting is the way to go, isn't it?
Okay, now we're going to go over Dick's questions. Oh. So some of these are for Sue, some of these, I'm not sure. So for the town, he wants a copy of the MRI proposal.
MRI.
Isn't that the computer thing?
Oh, yes.
We started out at 90K, it's 126K, where they're going to improve the way that they are doing assessments, tax changes
mapping,
to the...
Yeah.
Oh, mapping.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Tax maps, get us out of GIS,
mm-hmm.
And I think it's at 126.9, something like that.
I will make sure. You want a copy of that proposal?
That was one of the two things that was a big discussion in September last year.
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Started at 52,000, so I don't know.
MRI
yeah.
came in and did a presentation for
yes.
Board of Selectmen. They did it on Zoom. It lasted all day. I didn't listen all day, and I never saw a piece of paper that says, this is what we're going to get. And then
okay. Well, Sue will get that.
I will get that.
Sue will get that.
How they did it, and I got the impression that the way that we're going is the right way, with the exception of possibly using somebody other than Vision,
mm-hmm.
and it appeared that it was a lot less expensive the way they did it. So I never saw the MRI proposal, but they say that MRI is a good bunch of people. So I don't know.
Okay.
I will find out for you.
Okay, the next question is for the planning board, so I'm not sure that any of us are capable of answering this. Capital improvement plan status updates, schedule for availability for the September Board of Selectmen budget meeting. You have a date for that, right, Sue?
Mm-hmm.
What's the date?
Yep, September 17th. We're trying it this year on a Friday. It's before Reach the Beach, but Friday the 17th at 4 o'clock, and then that way we'll try to push some of the employees and get their reports first, and then other people can give it. But if you listen to the tape at least, it tells you exactly what everybody wanted for each and every line. I mean, each... you know, category. It is priceless to me for the budget committee to listen to it if they can't attend.
So it's September 17th?
September 17th at 4.
Friday.
The reason I asked that, Lynn, is that we didn't get the capital improvement program from the planning board until the day before we were trying to put together the budget. The capital improvement program should have all of the big expenses there that may end up on a warrant article and may end up on a in the operating budget. We should be using that on a regular basis as a part of our budgeting. What happens is Rudy'd be sitting there at his meetings while he's taking time to have this guy do that, and he's saying, well, we have to make sure that the tax rate is correct. Well, I think that that's probably more important to us than it is to the planning board. So I'd like to make sure that the changes, because 70% of the capital improvement program is the pieces of paper that were put in by the departments, which didn't end up in any reasonable shape on a lot of these.
So you want to, I believe the digital copies are available.
It's on the web.
On the website.
I might be wrong, but I thought it was.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying, because they said that at the budget meeting, that the budget committee should be working off, or in conjunction with the capital improvement plan.
Yes.
Although there can be changes.
Yeah, because like for the
school. And there are changes.
Yeah, and we don't always follow the capital improvement plan.
Yes, no, it's just
But I believe that it's available digitally.
I think I can tell you in a minute here, though, if you want to go on.
Okay. Now the ARPA funds.
Wait.
Oh, wait, I'll let you look at the capital improvement.
Slow, I have so much stuff on this phone.
I'm not sure whether it's a PDF or a Word.
Well, if I search for documents, it should be in there.
It's on resources on the town website.
Well, then what are you looking for if you already know where it is?
I don't see resources, but let me try to go this way.
I'm looking for something that I can start making what I consider to be errors in the existing one and changing them in that, and going back and saying, did in fact the things that were on there that should have been done in year one, did they get done in year one, and so forth. That's the purpose of the capital improvement program.
Right. Yeah, it's on there.
Yeah, it's on the website.
2020 to 2029.
Yeah, so it's on the town website.
It's right on the town website.
What is it, the PDF?
It's under planning board, which I thought it might be, and it, I don't know. Yes, it is.
Yeah. All right. I can't edit that, but that's close.
Okay, now the next question is the ARPA funds. Copy of solicitation memo. What's the magnitude of the available funds, and what can they be used for?
The what funds?
ARPA.
The one that Boyd and...
Bob and Mark.
And Mark are working on. How much money are we talking about?
$400,000.
And how... what can it be used for?
There's a book.
There are rules, there's guidelines.
Yeah,
how do I get access to that
Go
book?
To the state website. The state website will have the guidelines for you. Or I can have, you want me to have an email sent to you with a link tomorrow? Okay.
Where can I find out what they're talking about?
They're limited on what you can use
right,
them for.
Right, yeah. It's not as, we thought it was just going to all come in and it's not.
ARPA.
Same with
American Rescue Plan.
Rescue and Relief, yeah.
Right. Same with the ESSR for school. So.
But it's yeah.
Yeah. We get like to spend $20,000 on mental health.
My son is going to be broke.
So there's certain things that...
Children.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the next one. Ambulance, fire rescue, elderly crisis, budget impacts.
Huh?
This is Dick's question.
Elderly crisis.
I think I know what he's referring to.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the development?
Only 60%. No, I'm saying.
Or the entire town.
The ambulance calls are all they're answering.
Yeah, they have. That's been addressed by Dean, and you can certainly ask him. They're working on it actively.
I know, but they're not going to get a $1 budget for ambulance.
No.
Well, that's something that we should know.
We will.
Well, we will.
When we get the budget from Dean, we will.
They want to hear about it now. What do they think they're going to do?
So
maybe ask Dean. I mean, he will gladly, or Mitch actually is the one who's in charge of that, the EMS coordinator. But they are meeting actively. They met with four the other day. They're on it as much as they can be. But I know that doesn't help you, but.
But
when they decide, there
when you have the budget next month, it'll show you what they're anticipating.
Yeah, and she has to have it, I think, by September 8th, I believe, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe Donna will, or they'll give you a copy, or I can ask Dean to, or whatever you want.
Well,
to do.
We have to wait for the select to have their meeting. So, okay, a current estimate of the assessed valuation increase on April 1st, 2021.
What are we going to see for the equalized assessed valuation? What number have you done now? 511 from last year. What's it going to be this year?
What number is the current?
A lot of new housing came in.
Well, it's not completed.
Yeah, when you look at the building department's report and they say 90 new permits, read further down. It doesn't mean 90 new houses. There could be 50 electrical.
I understand all that. All I know is that April 1st, any changes that came in that are going to become.
Yes.
And we need that for the tax in October.
Right.
The hell
when we it. Set it. When we set it, yeah. So what number is the current? What's the word he wants?
The total valuation. Oh, the equalization rate. Isn't that what you want, the current equalization rate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't believe that they have the actual one in set in stone for what they're going to do in September, October, but I'd like to know how much more it is than 511.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
If you came in and you put $1 million in there, that's going to reduce the tax rate if you had the same budget.
But you won't have the same budget, probably.
So how much more than previous years, you want the last couple of years, will that be good?
I just want to know what it is this April 1st.
No. Current estimate of assessed valuation on April 1st of 2021. That's all. The total assessment. Can't deal with that.
I can run the numbers from last year and the year before.
Okay, the next one is fire department call service with Hudson current status.
Hmm. That was Dean's Londonderry taking over the calls. That had some impact on the budget. I just was wondering
status.
How much? I think he was talking.
So Londonderry status with fire department status with Londonderry.
Yeah. He was talking
40,000. Yeah.
For current or next year?
That's
in this year's budget though. He won't go over his budget, I promise you that. But
that's the dispatch we're talking about?
Yeah, changing from Rockingham.
Yeah. Okay, this is Hudson. What's Hudson?
Oh, where'd you get Hudson? It's Londonderry.
Yeah, what's Hudson have to do
with it?
Okay. Well, okay. With Londonderry.
Oh, okay.
So right
dispatch.
Here they have dispatch of 25,000.
More.
We've spent zero.
Because part of it is, I don't know how he's got it listed, but part of it. I'm in June. Well, this is 5-3.
731 has a line for dispatch, and we haven't spent anything.
Right, because Rockingham's free.
So we haven't switched yet.
So
we not like Rockingham?
We have not. No, they're horrible. They're a police. I shouldn't say that. I'm not going to speak for the fire department.
We haven't switched yet. So that was the question. We haven't switched, so that's why we. Okay.
So we have the money.
Yeah.
For the next conversation.
So I will find out what the status is and where they are.
Okay.
One other question I had on that, too, which I presume the answer is no. That isn't going to affect the ability of the police department to communicate with the fire department, is it? No. Okay.
But I'll. I'm going to go to the top here.
I mean, they'd have found that out already.
Right.
Okay, the next question. Town administrator plan still active? ?
I think that's something that everybody in the town should support. I think we need a town administrator, somebody that can come in and sit in a meeting and say, this is the item, this is the options, what do you guys want to do?
Isn't that for the select board to?
Yeah, they'll either put it in their budget or they won't put it in their budget. Yeah. So that's when we see their budget, we'll see if there's a town administrator in there.
There's the difference between the school budget and the municipal budget.
Yes.
Because they have a bunch of people who are doing the administrative things and providing the governing body with the information that they need to be able to make decisions without sitting there and debating it and thinking about whatever they're going to do. We need something like that.
Okay.
I'll find out what the status is of that.
Well, I heard Boyd talk about the 126.9, and I figured that's what he was talking about. So, whatever.
I'm not involved in that, so I will find out.
When is the Board of Selectmen budget meeting scheduled? We already said that.
So write that down, Dick. September, it's a Friday night. Okay.
September 17th at 4 o'clock.
4, yeah.
And for the school. What's the anticipated effects of the recently adopted state legislation? What state legislation are you talking about?
They reduced the... They did some things with charter schools, and they reduced the amount of the property tax, the state property tax. That's a direct hit on the revenue for the school.
They reduced the amount for the state property tax?
I don't know. Their two-year budget they finalized, I believe, correct? New Hampshire, I don't know about this
reduced the state school budget. Property tax rate.
Okay, the aid or the funding to the state schools. The funding?
The line in there is called state property tax, which we collect, and if they're nice, they let us keep it. If we're not nice, they take it and give it to somebody else.
Oh, the statewide property tax.
Statewide property. Talking about a grant that you can go for.
He's talking about the statewide property tax.
Statewide property tax. So the property tax that...
So they redistribute.
Tax.
They redistribute the fund.
So if you look on your property tax bill, it's like three or four different lines.
In addition to the school tax.
Yes, there's a state...
It's Claremont. It's a Claremont.
Education.
Yeah, right. Where the... Some people are donor towns and some people are...
Receiver towns.
Receiver towns.
Receiver towns. And we're a donor town, I think.
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah, you've seen that on your property. It's Claremont.
It's right there on your... Where they're setting your tax rate. State education tax.
It's a separate line from municipal and school. It's like state education.
If they reduce that, we're going to have less to keep, which is less revenue. And that's a bump to the property tax.
Okay.
If we do the same budget.
Okay, those are all of Dick's questions. Now, the last item is the budget and finance virtual workshop.
Can you do it whenever you want, or you have to participate while it's virtual?
I don't know if they record it, do they, Lynn? Because they want you to pay.
Does that show up on any of our emails?
I just got this today, so...
Did it come to...
I got this piece of paper today, so no.
Oh, not the paper. Okay.
None of you have seen it. I haven't seen it till today. I think we asked that last year. Going to attend. Okay, pre-registration and payment is required.
Yeah.
If you register but cannot attend, a recording of the workshop will be provided as long as the payment is received. So if you pay the $70, this is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
What's the date of it again?
September 14th. So if you want to participate, just let Donna know, and Donna will pay for it for you.
But then I could do it on my own time.
Yes, yes.
Separately from that day.
That's correct. If you register but cannot attend, a recording will be provided as long as they get their money.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I could look at it.
And you probably wouldn't have to do it all in one sitting. You could do, you know.
Yeah, because I can't do it. There's no way I can do it in September.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so.
I'm pulling my hair out.
So this is available.
We're going to provide a book with it too.
Is this a year? I can't remember.
Attendees will receive an electronic copy of the publication, the 2020 Basic Law of Budgeting, electronic copy.
Yeah. So if you want to print it, it's on your own nickel.
But then they do a recording at a Zoom meeting or whatever they're
Additional
doing.
Materials such as the PowerPoint presentation will also be distributed electronically. No printouts or material or hard copy of the publication will be provided.
Who are the presenters, does it say?
No.
I was just wondering who's within HMA now.
No, it doesn't say. It doesn't give any names.
It's usually the legal. Stephen has done it in the past. I don't know who's retired or...
Well, there was the former assistant DRA person, like he retired.
Right.
She went over to do the finances over there.
Yeah. If you go on their website, Lynn, if you go on the municipal website, they'll tell you who's who.
Who's still who.
That's interested in getting the $70 paid should get in touch with you.
Donna. Donna's the one that pays.
But you want to be on distribution too, so you know what's going on.
No, I don't need to know who's attending.
Yeah, we won't go over the budget.
No, we won't go over. We never do, so. Okay, any other issues that anyone would like to discuss?
Will it be easier for some of you who can't or attend the 17th? Do you want me to ask Linda to automatically send the audio so you can tell where the money's? Would that be helpful? You can listen to it in the car or if you're walking or?
I'm going to try and come.
So. No, but if you can't make it, I mean, do you?
I would love that.
Isn't it online?
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be there.
Or you can go online if you want.
Yeah.
Usually she has it online within 4 or 5 days. It has to be, you know, whatever. If you need it, let me know and I'll send it to you. How's that?
Sure. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it'll be recorded. We can listen to the whole thing.
All right.
Then we're using.
How long are those meetings usually?
Hmm?
How long are those meetings usually?
The budget ones? 2 to 3 hours. It all depends what's going on. I don't know if the board is presenting any warrant articles there. Sometimes they don't decide on that till later.
Yeah, that usually comes later.
Yeah.
This is just the operating budget.
All right.
But it gives you a basic thing of what the budget is, and the board votes on every one of the things.
Okay. Yeah, Dick, you're...
We're using Google Groups, I believe, as a tool to communicate on the Candia BC thing. And I keep seeing weird stuff showing up on there, and there's a groups of it shows up with those that are marked important and those, and then there's an all that I end up with these millions of, is that...
You have a virus.
Is that something that we might...
Is that on the website?
Look at getting a municipal budget committee on the candynh.org.
It's very expensive for every website, but it's up to you guys. It's very expensive.
We've discussed this previously.
Every email.
It's very expensive for all of us to have town emails. And
oh,
so.
The Gmail?
What?
Are you two talking about our Gmail?
Yeah.
I've never had a problem with
that. That's why we have Gmail.
We have so many, and then after that, you have to pay.
Well, we have to pay.
Yes.
Yeah. So we decided to set up, all of us set up separate Gmail accounts.
I only look at it on my phone.
Yeah, that was years ago. But I think if you look at the Gmail on a computer, sometimes it categorizes them.
Oh, because I've never had a problem.
I look at mine on the computer.
It tries to guess at, like, what you think is important.
Oh, but that's...
We've been hacked a couple times because I keep getting the ones with Lynn's name on it that says, oh, I'm in trouble, could you get in touch with me, which I...
Do you send her money?
Huh? He sends me gift cards.
Oh, there you go.
I get Amazon gift cards.
Not iTunes.
Yeah, that's right. The money's too obvious.
So, that's the reason we don't have Town of Candia accounts, is because it just costs too much money. And I think what we're doing works fine. And we keep it all separate. So if we get a right-to-know request, it's very simple. You only have to look at that one account. You don't have to start going through your personal email and having that issue. So.
Yeah.
Well, I don't disagree with that, but having it separate is effective. But we have been hacked, and it's not pure. So, and I'm not sure when I'm coming in... not through a browser, but coming in as an actual email, okay? So I have all that stuff sitting there in my, and if I go and I do a clearing, if I clean out my something, I don't know whether that's cleaning out everybody's or just mine.
Just yours.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you highlight which ones you want to keep, go to your settings. It sounds like a security thing in the settings maybe will help you. It might, I don't know. I haven't had that problem. Mine is all right.
No, I've never had.
I got just mine, yeah.
I've never had a fake.
Yeah.
Liz needs help.
No, I get Lynn. I get Lynn needs help.
What?
Lynn needs help, do you?
Yeah.
You're the chosen two?
Oh, yeah, Todd got one, too.
If we do get a right-to-know request, we're going to find out.
Wow. Yeah, but Lynn needs help. Okay.
No, I send an email. It looks like it comes from me, and it says...
But if you click on the actual sender email, you'll see it's not.
Yeah. Brian sent me several.
Yeah, could you please spare a minute to assist me in completing a task discreetly? Okay. Would be glad to receive your response through email because I'm presently in a meeting, which is... What time is this? Is this at 5 o'clock in the morning? Yes.
I
best regard, a Lynn Chivers.
Ignore it.
It's obviously not me. Fishing, yeah, it's not me. Discreetly.
Well, the fact that it's signed Alan Chivers.
Yeah, which I never do. Yeah. And it's a...
discreet.
Discreetly. So I'm going to ask for Amazon gift cards. I know I am. Okay. All right. Anything else?
No.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I will make a motion to
Katrina
adjourn.
Katrina makes the motion.
I'll second.
Stephanie seconds. All in favor? Thank you very much. And let's see.
When are we meeting again?
That's what I'm about to say.
What are we?
September 8th. Right?